Bobby, what's this word on page 12?
Let me see, Miriam.
Hey, you two, are you ready?
Yes, sir. All set to go.
Okay, where's my script?
I don't know, sir. Clarence gave us ours.
He said you wouldn't need one.
What do you mean, I wouldn't need one?
He said something about Tiki Jack being kidnapped and held for ransom.
How can I be kidnapped and held for ransom? It's my program.
Well, I think you ought to talk to Clarence. He's the writer.
How can I talk to Clarence? We don't have time.
As Your Stomach Turns, a dramatic production that asks us each a different question and always supplies a new and provocative answer. As Your Stomach Turns stars Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, soldier of fortune, handsome opportunist, 39-year-old citizen of the world, a man known at the gaming tables of Monte Carlo, the finest clubs in London and Paris, and the most remote islands of the South Pacific. Friend to kings and brigands alike, Carney, because of his versatile charm and magnificent physique, is respected and revered by all who cross his path, except, of course, by those who prey on the weak and the frightened of the world. For Carney is a friend of the downtrodden and oppressed, and his life should serve as an example to all of us as we listen to today's episode of As Your Stomach Turns.
Oh, young Rob, I'm so worried. We haven't heard from Tiki Jack in hours, and I have this awful feeling that something has happened to him.
Don't worry, Princess. Tiki Jack can take care of himself. But it's not like him disappearing like this.
Wait till I get a hold of that Clarence. Wait till I get a hold of that Clarence. Page 2, Miriam. Wait till I get a hold of that Clarence.
I have no page 2.
Here, take my page 2. Wait till I get a hold of that Clarence.
You know, young Rob, I have noticed some strange people lurking around our undercover headquarters lately. You don't suppose Tiki Jack...
Yourself included.
Now, leave her alone. Go ahead.
You don't suppose Tiki Jack could have been kidnapped, do you?
I don't know, Princess. I've never known him to stay away this long before. But still, if he were kidnapped, then we would have heard something. By now, we would have had word from the kidnappers.
Look, Rob, a note has been thrown through the window. It must be from the kidnappers.
Or the Valley Glass people are getting desperate.
Read it quickly, Rob. What does it say?
Let's see. You were right, Princess. Tiki Jack is being held for ransom. It could be months before we see him again.
Don't count on that.
What do the kidnappers want?
They don't say. They'll contact us later. But they want to be sure that we're convinced they are holding Tiki Jack. If there is any doubt in our minds, they'll mail us a part of his body.
How terrible.
My luck, I get kidnapped by a renegade rabbi.
We must not let them harm Tiki Jack. Quickly answer them and tell them that we believe it is Tiki Jack they are holding, and we await their orders.
All right, Princess, I'll write them a reply. They must have drugged Tiki Jack.
That's dragged. Clarence never could spell.
Yes, it's the only way they could have overpowered him. Quickly write the reply.
Dear kidnappers.
Oh, for crying out loud.
How are you? We are fine.
I don't believe this.
Regarding your letter dated June the 7th...
I can't stand any more of this.
There, Princess, the letter is finished, just as the door slams. But how do I get it to the kidnappers?
I suppose you sent it the same way they did.
Okay, Princess. Ugh!
Well, young Rob, now all we can do is wait.
Yes, Princess, this is the worst part. But if they harm one hair on Tiki Jack's head, I personally will track them to the ends of the earth.
Please, Rob, don't. We both love Tiki Jack, but there is nothing that anyone can do right now except to hope that he will be returned to us.
I don't believe it!
Oh, Tiki Jack, is it really you?
Yes, loyal friends, it is really me.
Were you drugged, Tiki Jack?
That's dragged, young Rob, and someday I shall relate the entire grisly story.
But Tiki Jack, how did you escape?
Come, Princess. Did you ever doubt that old Tiki Jack would get away from those lowly kidnappers? Raw courage, my dear, raw courage.
Oh, Tiki Jack, you are so brave.
Yes, I suppose I am. Oh, The telephone. Get that, young Rob.
Hello, secret headquarters.
Why don't you... I'll tell you in. Now, get that, young Rob.
Oh, I'm just getting it now, Tiki Jack. Hello, secret headquarters.
How long will our headquarters stay a secret if that ninny keeps answering the phone like that?
Never mind, Tiki Jack. You are back. Yes. That is all that counts.
I see.
But I still don't understand how you could have escaped, and so quickly, too.
Well, my dear, it's just one of those things that old Tiki Jack is famous for.
You don't say.
Tell me, young Rob, who is it? Young Rob?
They didn't say.
Just read it. Tell me, young Rob, who's on the phone?
It's the kidnappers, Tiki Jack.
What on earth do they want?
They want the ransom paid.
Hang up the phone. Don't talk to them. It's illegal.
Wait, young Rob. How in the world can they be demanding ransom when Tiki Jack is right here with us?
Well, that's the point, Princess. We have Tiki Jack. But they have Clarence.
Now, Miriam.
Oh, how in the world?
Look, he's on vacation next week anyway. I gave them Clarence and a future draft choice.
Anyway, they're demanding ransom. And boy, do they want a lot of money.
Well, young Rob, we have no... alternative. I will give you
the
my
no
dear.
What?
We have no choice. We have no choice. I will give you my jewels to sell, and I will contract anyone I know that will lend or give us money for Clarence must be ransomed.
You're right, Princess. I will go right to the bank and get the money I was saving for that mail order taxidermy course, and I'll sell my bicycle, and I will call on everyone that I know to get the money to have Clarence released. But still, all of this might not be enough. What about you, Tiki Jack?
Yes, Tiki Jack, what about you? You haven't said anything.
Tiki Jack?
I gave at the office.
As a much-needed public service, KMOX has presented another inspirational episode of As Your Stomach Turns. Join us again when we rejoin Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, handsome 39-year-old soldier of fortune, respected by all who know him, enemy of those who prey on the weak and helpless, the lonely and afraid, the downtrodden and oppressed. Tiki Jack, whose life should serve as an example to all of us on As Your Stomach Turns. This is Bob Hardy speaking, and I really didn't want to do this.